Good morning again. I'm Chris Hafer, chair of the 2008 Medicare Advantage Quality Measurement and Performance Assessment Training Conference, and also the director of the Medicare Health Outcome Survey Program at CMS. Welcome to Baltimore. There's lots to see and do, all within walking distance of the hotel, and I encourage you to get outside, take a walk around the waterfront, and enjoy not only the Harbor Place pavilions, but Fort McHenry, birthplace of our national anthem, and the historic neighborhood of Fells Point, a major point of entry for European immigrants in the 19th century, including mine six generations ago, and home today of an eclectic mix of shops, pubs, and restaurants. Both of these areas are within a 30-minute walk of the hotel. Baltimore is also home to the Johns Hopkins Hospital and Medical School, University of Maryland Hospital and Medical School, and the nationally renowned R. Adams Cowley Shock Trauma Center, as well as the Shepherd Pratt Behavioral Health System, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and a short drive from the National Institutes of Health. Baltimore is truly one of the healthcare hubs of the nation and a great setting for this conference. Now I'd like to give you an orientation to the conference book. Each tab of the binder corresponds to a different session. And behind many of the tabs, you'll find the slides that correspond with the speakers' presentations today. Behind some of those speaker presentation slides, you'll find additional blow-ups of some of the smaller slides that we thought were harder to see, so that it won't be additional slides as part of the presentation, but they're more in terms of zoomed in on the smaller slides to provide better viewing. Also, if you are leaving the conference before it ends, please make sure to complete the yellow evaluation form, which is found in the back of the conference binder. If you're a physician and are seeking continuing medical education credits, you must complete the pink CME form and submit it at the registration desk along with your evaluation form. A certificate of completion indicating the number of CMEs that you're eligible for will be mailed to you 4 to 6 weeks after the conference. All other attendees will be able to pick up their certificate at the end of the conference. If you have additional questions about this, please see Vashon Coens or Angela Williams from NCQA, who are located in the registration area. Finally, let's quickly review the agenda located at tab 1, page 3 of the conference binder. In planning the conference, my team kept three guiding principles in mind. First, to design it as an educational conference. Second, to make it meaningful. And finally, to keep it fun. As you peruse the agenda, you'll notice that today, our two morning sessions provide history and context for measurement in Medicare Advantage. Our luncheon and two afternoon presentations focus on measurement, assessment, and improvement in action, both at the national health system level as well as at the individual organizational level. We continue tomorrow with a discussion of what this means at the individual patient level in terms of providing information that empowers consumers to make more informed purchasing decisions. We then learn of cutting-edge research that suggests potential next steps for measurement and improvement at the organizational level. Finally, our focus is directed back to the national health system level with an exciting and enlightening discussion of pay-for-performance and Medicare Advantage. I think you'll agree that this conference will be educational. As performance measurement and quality improvement professionals, we believe that we have met our goal of making the conference meaningful if each of you takes back one actionable idea, one actionable thought, one actionable contact that enables you to do your job better, and that you transfer this knowledge into practice. After all, improving the quality of healthcare is what we're all about, And if you don't leave this conference with new knowledge, information, or tools that augment your ability to do this, we failed. Now I hear you saying to yourself, nothing this educational or this meaningful could possibly be fun. Well, I don't know about you, but as a health policy wonk at this conference, seeing the names O'Kane, Block, Clancy, and Walensky all on the same agenda make me as gleeful and giddy as my nieces and nephews were on a recent trip to Disney World when they heard the names Aurora, Cinderella, Aladdin, and Lightning McQueen. And if that doesn't put a smile on your face, then the delicious, free food and drink at our Meet the Experts welcome reception this afternoon will. Did I mention the free food and drink? The reception is sponsored by the Health Services Advisory Group and the National Committee for Quality Assurance and provide you with an opportunity to meet the CMS experts who will be located in the Potomac Room. You'll have to tell us at the end of tomorrow if we've met our goals. In fact, we're counting on your feedback, so please remember to complete the yellow form. It's now my pleasure to introduce the President of the National Committee for Quality Assurance, Peggy O'Kane. Peggy is the founding president of NCQA and one of the nation's leading advocates for improving healthcare quality through measurement, reporting, and accountability. NCQA is the foremost accrediting organization for health plans, including HMOs, PPOs, and consumer-directed plans. NCQA accredited plans provide coverage and care to more than 80 million Americans. NCQA is the developer and steward of the Healthcare Effectiveness Data and Information Set, the nation's most widely used healthcare measurement tool. Please join me in welcoming Peggy O'Kane.